program, and you can bring up whatever you want. Just dial in toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Again, freetalklive.com. Story from the New Hampshire Free Press, which I don't know if this is written for them, but it's by Jacob Holbrook, and it's about pacifism, which at one time I never would have considered myself a pacifist, but now I feel like I'm borderline.
Yeah, I'm kind of going there myself.
And so I just wanted to share what Jacob here has to say about his position on the issue of pacifism, because maybe it'll help clear something up for you, maybe it'll help clear something up for me, and certainly you're welcome to comment or bring up anything at 800-259-9231. He says, what I am depends largely on who's asking me in the context of the conversation. Sometimes I'm an anarchist, sometimes a pacifist, sometimes a libertarian, sometimes a Tolstoyan Christian, sometimes I'm even a Ron Paul Republican. These may seem highly disparate labels, but I hope there is one common thread in each: advocacy of peace and nonviolence, opposition to war and government. The exact term I use in any particular conversation would depend on the topic and who I'm talking to. The most or two most pro-government people debating national policy, Ron Paul's position of ending foreign wars and dismantling most of the federal government, might as well be one of an anarchist. So there's no point in bringing up subtleties of position such as at the risk of visceral reactions. On the other hand, a debate among libertarians would tend to focus on what laws are just or what the maximum scope of government should be, and then there may be more to gain from distinguishing between a libertarian and an anarchist. In general, if I want to effectively communicate my attachment to nonviolence, I must put it forward in a position that meets people where they are.
Yeah.
The important seed to plant in all cases is this: perhaps I should not seek to solve problems through the use of force. And indeed, that kind of speaks to your tactics, Mark, about essentially leaving out certain issues when you're talking to people, like the roads and the police and that sort of thing, and just focusing on other things that people can maybe get a grasp on a little bit more. It sounds like he's got a lot in common.
It seems to me, if you talk about getting rid of the government, the first thing that somebody's going to talk to you about is either the roads or the cops. And before too long, they're going to get to courts.
So it also goes back to something we were talking with one of the callers about last hour, and that is that he considered himself an anarchist. He likes to call himself that because he thinks it makes people pay attention to him. And you and I disagreed, Mark. I said I called it a libertarian macho flash. It's like essentially flashing people how big and bad you are as far as your understanding of freedom.
It's like showing them a gun. Honestly, I mean,
even though you're not advocating violence,
I've done it myself just for kicks, just to see what it was like, because the fact is, I feel like this guy. My political opinions are so close to what an anarchist is from the average person's viewpoint that it might as well be the same thing as far as they're concerned. I've said it just in company just to see what it's like. And, the first thing they'll say is the first thing I can recall one guy saying is, order is good. As if anarchist means disorder.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean that, but okay. But you see what the reaction is. Do we really need to conquer these ideas in people? I've used the term voluntarist, too, just to see how it worked. Mm-hmm. And at the very least, you get somebody saying, I don't know what that is.
Yeah. That's what I want. That's one of the reasons why I've chosen it. I think it's far more positive. I think the term anarchist suggests that there's no rules, and I don't like that suggestion because I'm in favor of rules. So I think voluntarist fits me better as far as it being a positive description of how mankind should interact with one another. And I can talk about it on that basis without necessarily having to delve down into the details of the issues. So I think for me it's a nice little midpoint between not pandering but also not doing a macho flash. Anyway, let me continue with Holbrook. He says, the label that jumps right to this conclusion is pacifist, and that is the conclusion that perhaps I shouldn't seek to solve problems through the use of force. Unfortunately, this label may be even more loaded than the term anarchist. It seems that pacifist is used almost overwhelmingly as a pejorative term when one wants to accuse another of appeasing some evildoer. Another problem I have with the term is that for most people, it emphasizes the least important positions or scale of positions. On one hand, mention of being a pacifist seems to invite a cascade of, well, what would you do questions, like,
yes,
what if someone attacks you, or what if someone is raping your wife? On the other hand...
Right, and we deal with violence and the threat of violence every single day, and the vast majority of the times that you deal with that threat of violence, I was just watching a little tape that my son wanted to watch. It was
Barney?
It wasn't Barney. This was a VHS tape in this particular case, and I think it was on space and stuff like that.
Okay.
But very, simple toddler stuff.
So he's old enough to choose what he wants to watch at this point?
This was what was, I think, put in.
Gotcha.
He does like Barney, though.
Okay.
But he...
Who doesn't?
Yeah. But Barney's great stuff, mind you. I think it's good stuff. I recommend Barney for anybody. However, right there at the front of the kids thing, they've got this FBI threat. If you do so much as show this to four people in the same house and get a cup of coffee out of them, you're going to prison for 10 years or whatever it is. It's this, this stupid threat that everybody has to see every time somebody wants to view a movie. And there they are conditioning it from the very beginning. You deal with threats of violence every single day, and... The first thing they're going to ask a pacifist is, what if somebody busts into your house with a shotgun and rapes your wife right there in front of you? That's never happened to me. However, the government threatens me every day. So let's talk about reality and not about fantasy when it comes to pacifism, as far as I'm concerned.
And what would a pacifist do in that situation? They don't know. They've never been in it, right?
Sure, they don't know. And
what will you do? That's
the instance.
You can't predict.
I have no idea what I would do. I took a vow to my wife to protect her. It would seem to me that I have to do that. At the same time, it's my goal to minimize harm. If I were to minimize harm, I would want to minimize harm first to the person who has done nothing wrong, and then to the person, but I would still want to minimize harm for the person who has done something right. So if I have to, take a shotgun and blow the legs out of some guy who's raping my wife, I'm willing to do that in order to prevent harm. But I don't really consider that violence. I consider that stopping what's going on,
On the other hand, some people don't interpret pacifism on such a personal level, but instead on the opposite scale of human interaction, government relations. To them, pacifism means nothing more than the foreign policy of Switzerland. Their challenges would be more like, well, what about Hitler? Labels are abstractions, and as a result, they must leave out details and can never be perfect. Given the challenges of the term, however, I still suppose pacifists to be the best abstraction of my beliefs. This term means, for me, a radically different approach to moral and ethical issues than is otherwise common, even by most anarchists and libertarians. It seems to me that the misguided approach is to seek to divide all possible actions into hard categories, good or bad, for moral questions, and proper or improper for ethical questions. We try to derive the just outcome for any scenario as if any interaction can be approached dispassionately and judged according to some objective laws that have been formerly derived. I disagree with this approach. I believe the alternate approach embodied by pacifism is this. Do not seek justice, but rather love and compassion. This statement forms the core of my beliefs, says Holbrooke, though I would not be so attached to these particular words or sequence thereof to say it's the best statement or not open to semantic quibbling, as all statements must be. I also don't wish to make this statement some sort of axiom from which to derive correct actions or subsequent moral laws. That would be to miss the point entirely, which is to say that the whole approach of deriving just laws is flawed, and that instead we might rely on more spiritual, personal, and religious guidance in deciding what we are to do. The desire to replace justice with love means that one builds voluntary relationships based on cooperation and mutual benefit, rather than relationships based on coercion and force. And, just to interrupt there for a moment, the story, the article, which is, by the way, at NewHampshireFreePress.com. I can remember when I wanted to seek justice.
Yeah.
I wanted to see the politicians bleeding, or I wanted to see them in a jail cell or something like that, some sort of violent retribution, a payback, if you will, against them for all of the horrors that they've inflicted upon mankind.
When I hear some awful story in the news, I still feel that.
Mm.
I still feel the sort of vigilante kind of feeling where I would like to see somebody pay for what's been done wrong. And I would like to say that the root word of vigilante is vigilance. But
an eye for an eye makes the whole world blind.
Yeah, and it's just not going to work.
Right. The idea that I've come to now is an idea of forgiveness and compassion and love and understanding that these people, many of them believe they're doing the right thing. The government people, of course. We'll continue this discussion here in a few moments. Take your calls as well about what you want. It's Free Talk Live.
Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? You should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Frontsight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapon permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. Now is the time you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Frontsight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. And the Millionaire Patriot is paying his own money to help you get it. This is real. Thousands have already taken advantage of it, and you should too. Don't miss out. Secure a Frontsight defensive handgun course plus 30-state concealed weapon permit for pennies on the dollar. And get your free handgun. Go to Frontsight.com today. That's FrontSight.com. Go to Frontsight.com for your training and free handgun.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for IxQuick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the 1 week Start Page Challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to startpage.com instead. Try 7 days of Start Page and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try startpage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's startpage.com.
When looking at your personal preparedness level, remember the freeze-dry guy. During times of physical and emotional stress like the uncertain times we live in today, it is vital that you not alter your diet too much. You should only store what you usually eat, because one day you may have to eat only what you have stored. Lucky for you, there's the freeze-dry guy. Featuring the superior nutrition and taste you've come to expect, the freeze-dry guy has a wide variety of choices in freeze-dried foods. All freeze-dried foods are no-cook products, requiring only hot water and a few minutes of your time. The freeze-dry guy has been serving various government agencies as well as the private sector with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. Consider the technological advances made in computers from the punch card days of the 60s and 70s to the high-speed personal computers of today. Comparably, the advances made in food storage from the World War II era till now are equally great. Visit the website at www.freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
Live, you can bring up anything if you dial toll-free, 800-259-9231, SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, and they include the archives. If you've missed a moment of the show, all you need to do is click and download. They are yours free, front page of the website, freetalklive.com.
Now is the time for you and your family to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. frontsight.com offers just such training without any military mentality or drill instructor attitudes. You can secure a Frontsight defensive handgun course today, plus the corresponding 30-state concealed weapons permit and a free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's frontsight.com.
800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And we're talking about pacifism here on the program. NewHampshireFreePress.com. Jacob Holbrook is writing about his thoughts on the issue. And I'm kind of a newbie to the whole pacifism scene. And a couple years ago, I thought pacifism was insane. You know, and of course, I went to the questions, the inevitable questions of, well, what about if somebody's raping your wife, et cetera, as my excuse to reject the ideas. And now I've come closer than ever to calling myself a pacifist. I don't know if I've crossed the line quite yet, but I'm certainly flirting with the idea. And as you pointed out, Mark, those scenarios, you believe it's, if you were to act in a manner that used that used responsive force, that used defensive force against somebody in the rape of the wife situation, you would be doing it not to extract justice, but to stop the violence from occurring.
Preventing harm. I'm preventing harm for, everyone involved. Think for a second that, you know, a person who's doing an act like that, their life is going to be worse if they complete it, too. So you're also helping them by preventing them from, continuing on an act. I'm not going to shoot somebody who has my TV in their hands in the back as they're running down my driveway.
Yeah. No, it's not worth it.
No, just not going to do it.
Absolutely, I'm with you there. So what Jacob is talking about, or Holbrook is talking about in this story, is that he doesn't seek justice, but rather seeks love and compassion. And I think there are a lot of people in the liberty movement that are of the justice-seeking type.
Yeah.
They're very angry.
Well, I would include myself in that that category. I'm trying to get out of it, but it's a tough place to live.
Well, nothing worth doing is easy, right? I mean, it's not an easy process. As I've said before, I consider this kind of a spiritual journey, right? I mean, we have these thoughts and these ideas that we should not be acting on, things like getting revenge and that sort of thing, getting even with somebody, eye for an eye. These thoughts come through our minds, and it's important for us to be aware of them and to put them aside and focus on what we think is right. And what I think is right is forgiveness and love and compassion. And that's where I've now changed my mind about trying to get even with the government bureaucrats. I think that we can have success at showing them that we want them to change, that we don't want to throw them in jail cells as they've been doing to us. That's not going to solve the problem. What I think should be done is those people, the government people, should be cared about. They should be shown appreciation for the things they do right. They should be encouraged to do the right thing, like law enforcement officers ignoring stupid laws, laws that harm others, that sort of thing. Encourage them to do the right thing. Show them the ideas of liberty. Encourage them to come on board with these ideas. Transition over to the voluntary society. If the government people would just stop acting in a violent manner, then we would have the voluntary society. We wouldn't need to lock anybody up in a jail cell to achieve that.
Right, and what you've got to, and you also have to look at this in sort of the continuum that it is, the rabbit hole that one can go down here. If a person who works for the government, if a person who's extracting the wealth, say works for the IRS or mm-hmm. or for the military or something like that, or the police, those people are sort of the front line in controlling the populace in one form or another. Well, if those people are guilty, or for that matter, if the politicians in Washington, anybody who's been a politician and voted for bad laws, if you can hold those people responsible, then the next step up is sort of the bureaucrats that don't get their hands dirty quite
as much. The clerk, the city clerk.
The accountants, even those social welfare workers that actually sort of do some good, even kind of, you know what I mean? The trash
crew.
Yeah, the trash collectors and the firefighters, those kind of people.
What about the people with government contracts?
That's the next step up. Those people that work exclusively for the government sort of on a contract basis, those people who have worked somewhat for the government on a contract basis, those people who've accepted welfare in some form or another.
People who pay taxes.
Pell grants, all these things. We have now just have paid taxes. If you've paid one penny to the government, you're guilty. Okay, so now we've got 100% of the population of the United States included
close,
here.
Close.
If it's not the entire thing.
Yeah.
It would have to be, it'd be a rare person that's never paid anything
Bigfoot.
In taxes.
Bigfoot.
Right. The Unabomber.
no, he would work for the military.
Whatever. I'm just coming up with somebody who lives in the woods. So
you'd have to live in the woods from birth.
Yeah, pretty much from birth. No social security number, the whole deal.
Right.
I mean, you know, real true son of Zion there. So, you know, now that you've got everybody in this this basket, let's go ahead and forgive everyone.
Absolutely, because that's how you move ahead. That's how you move on.
Think about it. If you've if you're going to condemn everybody who's helped the government apparatus in some way,
you're going to be getting justice for a long time.
Right. If you pick some line, people below this line, the people that were politicians or in the military or the cops or whatever, how are you going to get those people on your side? You need a certain level of the population to kind of understand the ideas of liberty and to...
We're going to put you all in jail! Liberty, baby!
Come on over to our side! You deserve punishment!
Yeah. No.
There's not, there's not a system that sells.
I want to finish this up here from Holbrook. We'll take your calls about anything. He says that he's talking about the desire to replace justice with love. And he says it means that one builds voluntary relationships based on cooperation and mutual benefit rather than relationships based on coercion and force. It means that one tries to serve others without demanding anything in return and without ever feeling that one is owed anything. It means that one does not seek to build great material wealth and that one should not prepare to violently defend the wealth one possesses. The desire to replace justice with love also means rejecting, through non-cooperation and non-violent resistance, all human institutions of government and law that enforce their decrees through violence. It means rejecting any institution that would systematize the use of force. In any case, this is what being a pacifist means to me, and there are some of the ideals I strive toward. I'm far from perfect with practicing pacifism. I become angry and have bad thoughts. I pay an uncomfortable amount of tax money to governments. I can wish ill upon my enemies. I'm sure there are situations where I might be moved to act violently. However, I view practicing pacifism as a process of self-improvement. You don't just step right in to the deep end on pacifism. It's a growing process. For me, this requires constant meditation and self-awareness. I might not always know the way, but sometimes I at least see the next step. 800-259-9231. It reminds me of the remember that website we had that guy on to talk about where everyone was taking a pledge to, I forget what it was called now. It was like a very kind of spiritual.
Take the vow.
Take the vow. Who was the guy behind that? Was it Deepak Chopra?
You take the vow.
It was Deepak Chopra.
Yeah.
And this is a guy who's a pretty practiced dude on the whole spirituality thing.
Yep.
And even he was admitting on that website that he still feels anger towards the news. When he hears the news about terrible things happening, he still feels anger. So this is a man who has far more years of practice and meditation than I do, and he still feels it. So it's just about being aware of what you're thinking and being conscious of it.
And being aware that violence really doesn't solve problems.
Absolutely
not. Very well.
Not. More on the way here. You take control. Violence begets more violence. It's Free Talk Live.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's AirAndAqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
If you or your parents are 62 years of age or older and a homeowner, RMApply.com has a message that is vitally important for you and your family. Did you know that you may be eligible for up to $625,000 in HECM benefits? Visit RMApply.com and apply for free to see how much you are entitled to. Right now, people just like you are taking advantage of their benefits and using the money to pay off debt, purchase precious metals, stock up on storable foods, and support this show's sponsors. You may be entitled to hundreds of thousands of dollars. It's your money, and you're entitled to it. Apply for free at rmapply.com. That's the letter R, the letter M, apply.com. rmapply.com. Or call them today for a free, no-obligation evaluation to see how much you qualify for. Call 713-551-1155. That's 713-551-1155 today.
You don't have to be in the military to enjoy military surplus savings. Right now at mainmilitary.com, you'll find savings on the top must-have military supplies. M10 gas masks for $12 or 3 for 30. Gas mask hoods, $4 or 3 for 10. Mask filters, $6 or 3 for 15. Save big on British chemical suits, only $12. Israeli gas masks, $20. Trigger finger gloves, $5 a pair or $36 a dozen. Snowshoe binding for $8 or $48 a dozen, and so much more. Even hard-to-find surplus items, all at surplus prices. Preparing the whole family has never been so affordable at MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com, one of the last surviving true surplus stores in the country. Shop now at MaineMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179 today.
If you suffer from arthritis, aches, or pains, RxMagnets.com has the answer you've been looking for. RxMagnets.com carries three amazing products that can help relieve the pain that you live with each day. The Liquid Magnet Complex will boost energy and mental clarity, help relieve headaches, psoriasis, itching, inflammation, and even toothaches. The Magnetic Care Cream helps relieve sprains, bruises, acne, insect bites, liver spots, scars, and stretch marks. The RX Magnets help aid in sleep, relieves arthritis pain, and sinus congestion. Whatever your ailment, be sure to visit RxMagnets.com for more information and to see which product will work best for you. With over 30 years of experience, these specially designed patented products are developed with the highest quality materials and are backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxMagnets.com today. That's RxMagnets.com, RxMagnets.com, or call 866-528-1481. That's 866-528-1481 today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Whether you want to talk about pacifism, justice versus peace, forgiveness and understanding, whatever is on your mind goes if you make the call. You can also join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got a lot of features. They're all free. The Shrine of Female Listeners is one of those features. You can go to shrine.freetalklive.com. And you can see the dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send us their validated photo or video proving they listen to the show at shrine.freetalklive.com.
Okay, new advertiser here. Free Talk Live has teamed up with M&S Press to offer you... This is the only complete writings of Lysander Spooner. If you're interested in buying this very rare set of books, you already know who Lysander Spooner is and how influential he was in the liberty movement that we have today.
I mean, if you don't know who Lysander Spooner is, go and look up No Treason. That's a great little short one that you can get into. And he's somebody who is very iconoclastic, especially for his time, I imagine. Yep. Somebody who will basically point out that this whole Constitution thing is a bunch of malarkey.
Yeah.
And I was somebody who once was a constitutional dude, and Lysander Spooner just makes so much sense.
Still has a special place in my heart, but, you know, I've got to kind of agree with Lysander on what he says.
He says, in a nutshell, and this is, you can get six volumes of this, but in a nutshell, that, the Constitution either has approved or authorized the tyranny that we have, or it has been powerless to prevent it. Pick your pick. So, go ahead.
Let's see. This Lysander Spooner was influential in the Liberty Movement. He was anarchist, philosopher, abolitionist, entrepreneur, and mailman. You can purchase his 2,800-page, six-volume set, bound in library-quality hardcover. It will be delivered to your door for $335. Just go to spooner.freetalklive.com. I know what the webpage says. I understand that it's a guy who has, that it's running this. He doesn't, update pages quite well. Trust me, it's $335. And go to spooner.freetalklive.com.
to get your six volumes?
Six volumes. It's amazing. If obviously this isn't going to be for the Lysander Spooner newbie.
This isn't like a paperback. This is nice stuff.
But if you can imagine, this is the only radio show in America you can advertise this on and have any response. I haven't even done the advertisement yet. I just put it on Facebook that it was available, and I've already had a big response from it. So,
wow. Okay, cool. Well, let's go to your phone calls about what you want. Jeremy's in Iowa. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Jeremy.
Howdy, y'all. I just wanted to call and ask what y'all got to hide.
What do we got to hide? Well, if we told you, we wouldn't have it to hide anymore, would we?
Yeah, y'all are clever. I didn't want to break up your Peace Fest, but I was listening to my son's
Peace Fest.
Gotcha. All talking about fascism.
Yes,
I was listening on my son's radio. He was listening to y'all, and y'all were talking about how you don't like cameras to catch the bad guys. You don't want to be watched on.
And what are you talking about? Wait. Point of information. What cameras? I've said that I like private cameras, but I don't like government cameras.
Oh, not private. Like, yeah, the government, so that they can take care of the bad guys. I mean, y'all got homosexuals, criminals, murderers, and strippers on your show, and then you go around saying that I don't want people to be able to see me and make sure that nobody bad guy is getting on me, and I just want to know what y'all got to hide.
What bad guys are you talking about? Are you talking about people running red lights?
Oh, I'm talking like tourists. You know, there's all sorts of bad guys. You got murderers and crazy people all out there.
So are you saying you believe that having cameras all over the streets, like they do, say, in Chicago or New York or London, for instance, is something that you appreciate?
Yeah, it's been proven to work. They did it in England.
No, it hasn't.
England has lower crime rate. We have more murders than anywhere else.
England had a lower crime rate than the United States before they put the cameras up, too.
The British folks that have studied this...
Do you want to get rid of the guns, too? As a matter of fact, England's cracking down on knife possession. Do you want to get rid of that, too?
Well, if you're not a cop, you shouldn't be carrying a weapon.
Why?
You're going to be fighting. What do you got to hide? You're all talking about passing...
Wait a second. Have you ever called 911 before?
No, sir, I haven't.
Okay. How long do you think it takes the police to respond?
I reckon maybe about a minute or two. I seen an accident right outside my apartment the other day, and the cops and the fire truck and everyone was there, and it was cleaned up inside of 16 minutes.
Yeah, cleaned up? That sounds
right
pretty
away.
Fast. But I would say your response times are somewhere between 5 and 8 minutes. Those are some pretty good response times, depending on where you are and that kind of thing. But you got to ask, what do you think a guy who's, an armed burglar, because, by the way, the gun laws don't get rid of the guns in the hands of the bad guys, is going to do to your wife inside of 5 minutes, dude?
Yeah, but if they see him on the cameras, they're going to be there even faster.
You're
going to
put cameras in your house, too?
Sure he is.
Of course.
Come on, you're not real.
What do you have to hide? That's what I want to know.
I don't believe that you're real.
You guys have homosexuals, which is a disgrace to God, on your show here.
We have Dale on the show on Thursday nights. He's a wonderful man.
Why is a murderer a disgrace to God?
Because you're taking away the most precious gift, and that's life.
What did Paul do?
I'm sorry?
Paul. The Apostle Paul. You're here. You're talking about a disgrace to God. What was Paul?
Oh, you busted him. He has no idea. Thanks for the call.
Get out of here.
800-259-92. Paul? He didn't even know probably you were talking about the Bible.
No. Well, he was talking about a disgrace to God.
Yeah. 800. Right. He was trying to sound like he was all godly, but I think he was putting us on. 1-800-259-9231. Though there are people, I think, that do think that way. It's very unusual that many of them hold such a firm authoritarian belief. Usually you can at least find them, find an issue on which they will agree with you on.
Nobody wants the cameras in their houses.
Most people don't. You could probably find somebody
somewhere.
So toll-free number 800-259-9231. Let's continue with your calls about what you want. Ray is in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live. Ray.
Ray. Hi, how you doing?
You're on the air, doing great. What's on your mind?
Oh, I have a question. I am a very 9/11 truther.
I'm sorry
supporter.
About that.
And, no, I mean, I support that. I believe that it was an inside job is what I'm trying to say.
Okay. Oh, I understand what you're trying to say, and I'm sorry.
Okay. And I hear everybody talking about it all the time, how it is what it seems it was. And
Wait. Everybody talking about what all the time?
Like the... inside job, everybody saying that.
Who is
everybody? Make sense, the fact. Other radio stations. I mean,
I see. Well, we don't really talk about that on this show unless people like you call in to bring it up. And you're welcome, too. I mean, we've heard it all before. It's an inside job. The government's behind it. Blah, 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 blah. There needs to be a new investigation. So I'm going to ask you, what do you want to do about it? I mean, let's presume that what you're saying is correct, and I don't know if it is or not. I don't know whose story to believe. I don't know to believe the government or to believe you or to believe that it's aliens or whatever the hell the various different conspiracies are. But let's say that your particular brand of the story is correct. What are you going to do about it?
Correct. Let's just say it's correct. Now, I don't know why people still try to get an investigation and try to make the government say something because I believe that they won't ever say, even if it was, because I think they would go into a war because whenever they invaded these other countries, Afghanistan and Iraq, these other countries gave them permission to, you know, to airspace and to attack, right?
Did you understand that, Mark? I'm having a tough time here. I did not understand really what you were getting at. Can you rephrase that?
Oh, I'm saying that if it were true, the government won't ever admit to it because
probably true.
I believe.
Yep. That's probably
you know,
true.
And
so,
they keep
what
on
are you going to do?
Nothing. I'm just trying to say tell
well,
others.
Okay. Well, what's your purpose?
Seems to agree with you, Ian.
What is your intent? As a 9/11 truther, what is your intent? What are your goals?
Well, it was just a comment that I believe every, you know, I wanted to get out there to people that believe in this conspiracy, you know, theory.
I agree. I think that a lot of people that believe in that conspiracy theory are coming to the conclusion that nothing is ever going to be done and that talking about it is kind of counterproductive.
But he called to talk about it. Wait, what was your point in bringing this up?
Oh, well, I believe, I guess I really didn't have a point. I was just kind of mentioning it. But, yeah, great show. I love you guys. And, you guys have a good night.
Thanks, Ray. Appreciate hearing from you. I still don't know what he was getting at, but that's okay. 800-259-9231, because we've certainly had enough of the 9/11 truth talk on this program. But it is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything. Toll-free number, 800-259-9231. We'll try to sneak your call in if you make it right now here in the remaining moments of the program. I like to focus on the future and achieving liberty, not the past. Free Talk Live.
Notorious space pirate Phoebus Crumb had retired to a frontier world, only to see it destroyed by raiders. Now, Crumb is given a new ship, a new crew, and a dangerous new mission. Infiltrate deep within enemy territory and destroy a deadly dreadnought that threatens the balance of galactic power. Follow the illustrated adventures of L. Neil Smith's Phoebus Crumb online now at bigheadpress.com/PK.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color-free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing cleansing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Acola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Acola Blue at ECOLOBLUE.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything, even in these remaining moments. Enough time for your call if you make it now at 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231, and tonight, as usual, it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are free, and if you enjoyed this program and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Just enter Amazon through that link, and Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. So once again, amazon.freetalklive.com.
Gold and silver have been on their way up recently, and Free Talk Live set up a way that you can take advantage of some great prices on some really great pieces and coins here. Just go to gold.freetalklive.com. We have several different types and varieties over there. I've picked them out myself. These are some of my favorites, including the Lakota Nation silver round for $22.30. I believe this to be the most beautiful silver piece I've ever seen. It's gorgeous. Go take a look, and they have a layaway plan so that essentially you can put a certain amount of money every week or every other week or whatever fits in your paycheck. So you can go to, if you want to do that, you have to call the telephone number I'm going to give you here. But what that allows you to do is lock in the rate at today's price, low price of $22.30. It's probably a good idea to get I think it's 21 coins or 20 coins is the break point. 877-857-9938, 877-857-9938, and just ask away for the layaway plan.
All right, we're going to continue taking your phone calls about anything. We'll go first to Cliff in Florida. Cliff, you're on Free Talk Live.
Good evening, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I was listening to the first hour of the show when Gene, Christian Anarchist, called, and he was talking about, what he perceived to be differences between the, mental differences between the races, and I thought that he blew it way out of proportion. I'm not saying that there's absolutely no differences between races as far as, mental capabilities. I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is this. I've always been good at math. I'm black. Yes, that wasn't obvious enough. I've always been good at math.
Yes, I can testify. I've met you in person. You really are black.
And I know a lot of people in my family that are really good at math, and I've known a lot of black people in my life that are really good at math. I've known a lot of black doctors, et cetera, et cetera. I think the differences are more, have to do with environment. It has to do with where you were raised. It has a lot to do with your family.
Right. If you're raised on a slave.
I totally agree with this. If the differences are in existence that he's talking about, and I don't know that there's any way we can ever find this out conclusively.
You can.
Some
you
people
have
are
to
making
talk to
these,
everybody.
These observations, but if it's true, you're talking about a deviation of, say, a percentage point or something like that. It's not a big deal in the differences. The fact is, it's really about environment. It's about drive. It's what people want to do.
I absolutely agree with you. And again, you do have proof of it, and I'll tell you because I'm proof of it. You know, like growing up, my family's from Haiti, and there weren't a lot of college graduates in our family prior to us coming to the U.S.
Yeah.
So I'm telling you, the main reason is because of that. Obviously, you can see it when you take a look at some, let's say, for instance, you go to what people would consider, I guess, trailer trash, white trailer trash neighborhoods, you'd see the exact same thing that happens in black cultures, except it's, they're coming from white culture, so you're going to see equivalence as far as, like, the things that they would do, but they'll do it in a different way. You know, like, black people will do it in a very ghetto way, and white people will do it in a very white trail trash way.
Right.
Meaning that because of where they came from originally.
I'd say you're spot on here. I mean, obviously, when your family was back in Haiti, were they math whizzes back then? Probably not, right?
Well, yeah, I mean, they came up from, I mean, as far as, like, you know, and even in Haiti, we weren't doing, horribly, I'll tell you that. There were far, many people that were living, below our...
You're lucky, because things really suck in Haiti.
I'm sorry?
I said you're lucky, because things really suck in Haiti for a lot of people.
No, it definitely does. And, again, it goes back to what I'm saying, which is it has a lot to do with your family. And because, I came from a family which, they figured that, education was something that was always important to them. And the way you acted with other people, the way you interacted with other people was always important. So I think that has far more to do with it. And, again, when people are adopted, you can see this also. Take a look at Angelina Jolie or whatever. I'm sure her kids will not turn out like most of the African kids, in many African countries would have turned out. And I think it has a lot to do with the environment. It's quite clear.
I agree.
Well observed tonight. Any other thoughts for us, Cliff?
No, that's everything. Good night, guys.
Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And we go to Mike in Canada. Mike, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hello.
Hey, Mike. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I would like to respond to the gentleman that said, what are you guys hiding?
Yes, sir.
Yes. Well, the other side of that coin that never gets mentioned is, hey, if I have nothing to hide, why should I be spied upon? Okay, if this guy really thinks that it is totally benevolent and we have nothing to worry, why doesn't he just post his credit card information and his banking information and everything about himself online if there's nothing to worry about?
Yep.
Because that is how available it will become.
It's all you have to do is listen to Free Talk Live for a little while, and you'll find out that the government, in fact, uses information in a nefarious fashion. It may not be the government, but people in the government are going to use that information. DMVs all over America. There's people, taking the information, selling it to people. Every once in a while,
sure,
Somebody gets caught. Do you want the government having all of this information? People in the government having all of this information?
No, I don't even want them to know who I am or that I exist.
Yeah, well, you'll probably
have
safe
no use
way
for the government for the most part.
Yep.
Very little use.
Well, Censor, any other thoughts tonight?
No, the other thing is, and this, I'm an American. However, I do live in Canada.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, there's a lot of reasons for that. Good ones. Guys, I think you would approve of it. At any rate,
all Canadians
they
are
have
American.
This gun registry thing. I don't know if you've heard about this.
A Canadian gun registry? No, I'm not.
Yeah, you have to register all your guns. Handguns are completely restricted. Oh. You can only use them for target practice or if you're a security personnel or something like that.
When you say have to, you mean if you want to obey all their arbitrary diktats, right?
Exactly.
Right.
Now, they, on their own website, the CFC, the Canadian Firearms Center, they say all your information is kept private. Well, they recently sold the information or provided it to Ecos Corporation to do a survey of gun owners. Now, everything they could possibly ask is already on the CFC's database,
mm-hmm,
and they have specifically and intentionally violated their own mission statement and rendered the so-called gun registry as a tool of crime rather than a tool against crime.
Now, wait, whose statement is this? Who violated their own
statement? The CFC. Canadian Firearms Center.
Oh, well, no. That's a government organization, right?
Absolutely.
Right. Well, see, they can't violate anything because they can just change their rules anytime. That's how it works with them. No, no, you laugh, but that's how it works.
I know you're right. I know you're absolutely right.
Right, anytime. It's just like the, it's just like with your credit card contract or your internet contract. If you look at these big corporate contracts, which of course are not really two-party contracts, there's nobody who signed their side. But if you look at their contracts, it always says something like, we reserve the right to modify this agreement at any time. And sometimes it'll say, we'll notify you with 30 days notice, or sometimes it won't. Sometimes it's your responsibility to just check in on the terms of service every so often just to make sure they haven't changed on you, as though anybody has actually read any of the full terms of service on a bank account or on whatever the hell account they have. So the government has that same prerogative. They just, you know, they'll write up something and they'll say, hey, we'll protect your privacy. And they will until they change the rules.
Well, you're absolutely correct. However, in this case, the government was not aware that the RCMP had given this information out, and it has been done illegally. Now,
uh-oh. Oh, here's what'll happen. Let me make a prediction. They'll probably single out one bureaucrat, and he'll say, "I accept responsibility for this." And then they'll
fall on his sword.
Mea culpa. Yep. And then they'll demote him, or they'll actually fire him to show that they mean that they're going to change things in wherever the hell, Edmonton. I don't know what the capital of Canada is. What is the capital of Canada?
Ottawa.
In Ottawa, they'll fire this guy, and then they'll make a big show of bringing somebody new in. He is going to clean up the act here in Ottawa, and don't worry, citizens, everything is fine.
You could have wrote the script for these guys.
Yeah.
Because that's exactly what they'll do.
That's what happens here in the United States every single time.
Right? Yeah, I live there.
Right,
yeah.
The Hurricane Katrina debacle, they singled out the head of FEMA. This is probably one of the best examples, one of the more recent ones. Singled out the head of FEMA. Oh, I'm so sorry. They fired him. And then a few months later, they hired him back as a consultant. So he's
Mike Brown.
I didn't remember his name, but yeah, exactly right. So, hey, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. That's just how it is, right? Their system, their game, they'll run it how they want. And you'll obey.
Yep. Or you'll get thrown in jail.
Or you can come up here to New Hampshire and join some of us and hopefully get together with other people that are sick and tired of obeying or about having enough of it. It's been Ian here with you.
And Mark.
We'll see you tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by NestleFamily.com, where nourishing, healthy, happy families is filled with fun. Kid favorites like chicken fingers and meatballs can be loaded with fat and calories, but with a few tweaks, you can have a healthy alternative. Instead of frying chicken fingers, bake them. Use ground turkey in place of beef, and substitute frozen yogurt for ice cream. Your kids won't miss a thing. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.